It's 7 o'clock.
Log Talk Radio.
God bless all of you. This is Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson. God bless you. Welcome to the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Line. We greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus. We welcome you to join us in prayer this morning and in praise. Thank you, Lord. Heavenly Father, we graciously come before you, Lord, and thank you for everything that you've done for us. We recognize that you are the only true and living God. In you we live, move, and have our being. We just thank you for what you've done.
Thank you.
Everything that you're going to do and everything that you're doing right now. God, we know that we need you every day, every hour, every moment, every second of the day. And we thank you for being there. We come asking you for forgiveness for all things that have displeased you, every sin or commission, things that we've done, and sins of omission, things you told us to do that we haven't done yet. Please forgive us. We're trying, Lord. And we ask for grace and mercy and the blood covering of Jesus Christ. We thank you for giving us daily grace and mercy. And thank you for helping us to walk according to your statutes and judgments. Thank you for loving us and for helping us to live for you. Thank you for protecting us.
Thank you, Lord.
You said no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise against us in judgment, I will condemn. Thank you for healing us. And God, we're healed by the wound in the side of Jesus. Thank you for putting on the anointing on us through your word. Thank you for instructing us.
Oh, God.
And if we look to the healed, from whence cometh our help? Our help coming from the Lord. And God, we just thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. And we bring you our everything we have, God. Praising you. We come to you. Thank you for your exceeding joy. For your word tells us weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Lord, we thank you for the nights and the mornings that we experience down here.
Oh,
and we know that one day there should be no more nights. It should always be morning, and thank you for it. We bless your holy name. Bless us on this First Fruits prayer line. Renew, bless, touch.
Yeah.
I pray that you lift every heavy burden and lighten every heavy load. Bless your people everywhere in the name of Jesus.
Yes, yes.
Give miracles on this line. Every person, Lord, who has gotten up, give you praise and worship. Don't let them leave the same way they've come in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we love you and we thank you. Now, Lord, heal every sick body. Every disease, every affliction, heal, God. Prove yourself over and over again.
In the name of Jesus.
We worship you and give you praise and adoration. Thank you again and again for what you've done and for what you're going to do.
Thank you.
We praise you for it. Now look on every one of our staff members. Bless them and help them. And every person on this line, God, save our children in the name of Jesus. Open prison doors. Bless our children, we pray. Keep them, I pray. Now, thank you, thank you, thank you. We ask all of these things in the name of the Lord Jesus. For the glory of God, we ask it properly in Jesus' name. We pray. Thank God, amen, and amen, and amen. Welcome to the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Line, a line dedicated to giving God glory and praise.
Thank you.
We thank you for being with us today.
Yeah.
You're a blessing, and we appreciate you. Let's take time. The Lord is here. Glory. The Lord is here. Yeah. And let's speak to the Lord. Good morning, Lord. And
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
All of you, God bless you. And Father, we bind the enemy. You said we could. We take the authority you gave to us. In the name of Jesus, we bind the enemy. And we cast them out, the resurrection blood of Jesus. And the oil of the anointing be against him. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. That's it. You got it. Let's commence the line with praise and see what God will do for you if you will praise him. Praise check. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
thank you. Thank you.
Thank
you.
Thank
you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Morning, we bless your holy name. Holy, 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 holy. Thank you, Savior.
Thank you,
Jesus. Holy One of Israel. Ah, God, we glorify you. Oh, there's no one like you, Jesus. We say thank you, thank you, thank you, Savior. We enter into your gates with thanksgiving. We enter into your courts with praise, and we bless your holy name. Holy, holy,
holy.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank
you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank you,
thank
you,
thank
you, thank you, thank you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank you.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you.
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 Thank
you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. God bless all of you. We do thank you for being with us. And we give God the glory. And we give all of you the respect that's due to you. I come to you as a lamb.
Thank you.
Shepherdress. Thank you. We salute you. Lady Betty, we salute you. And Mother Edley Johnson, we salute you. That's my 94-year-old mother. Yeah, our prayer warrior. And to all of our sisters, Pastor Kevin Strada and Pastor James Williams and Davis, amen, all of you on the line. We thank God for you. Amen. Ambassador elect Ambassador Eleanor Pfeiffer and Ambassador Julie Hagan and Ambassador Patricia Stern. Amen. To all of you and Ambassador elect Gina Hodges and Prophetess, Ambassador elect Prophetess Stitt. Thank God for her, and to all of you on this, who have gotten up to join us, we thank God for you, and you, and you. Thank God for all those who join us by way of GMAP, and all those who join us by way of the blog line. My God. I don't know if Elder Strider is here yet, but if he is, give us an identification of GMAP. This is how it all kind of got started going out all over the world, and we do thank you for it.
Yes.
If you're there, the line is open to you, and then Ambassador Hagan next. Amen. God bless you.
And God bless you, Dr. Johnson. Once again, good to be here on the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer Line. I am Pastor Kevin Strotter from the GMAP Broadcast Network, and we first and foremost want to honor God for this opportunity, honoring God for Dr. Johnson, Lady Betty, and Mother Johnson. God bless you. And each and every one of you, I am again Pastor Kevin Strotter from the GMAP Broadcast Network. We are the number one faith-based, motivational, and inspirational broadcast network over the Internet, now broadcasting in over 77 countries, being heard all over the world. We just thank God for the opportunity to be able to share the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer Line every weekday morning from 6 a.m. until 7 a.m. Central Standard Time. We are encouraging you today to stop by our broadcast network site. We're located at GMAP1.com. That's GMAP, the number one, .com. Stop by. Be a member, be a friend, be blessed, and be a blessing. God bless each and every one of you. We'll turn it over to Ambassador Hagen at this time. God bless you.
God bless you, too.
Praise Him, and God bless you.
Bless
you, and each and every one of you. Can you hear me? Great. I'm using another portal today. But we thank God. I am Ambassador Hagen, and we do honor the Lord today. We send out respect and honor to Dr. Johnson, Lady Betty, Mother Johnson, to all of the ambassadors and the assistants, to all of our other broadcasters. Thank God for you, Pastor Strotter, and to all of our listeners from all around the world. We have millions of listeners, and we thank God. We are here on the Blog Talk Radio in the live studio, and we can be reached by simply dialing in 347-934-0207. And as you know, we are the largest social talk radio in the world. We have over 90 million listeners through and by other providers that have also come aboard to help us in this great project. We want to thank Dr. Johnson for doing an excellent job in broadcasting today as well as every night. And we appreciate him being led of the Lord. And we thank God for all of you who are participating in this great work. Remember, we are at Blog Talk Radio. We can be reached 347-934-0207. God bless you, Dr. Johnson. Back to you, sir.
Thank you so much. And I appreciate all these great radio outlets as well as Internet outlets. I appreciate it. My mother taught me, thank you, we'll make room for more. Amen. We do all this for the glory of God. My nature, I'm not a man that's after all the accolades and praises, all that. But I do appreciate everything that people do for me. God is so ultra awesome, and we thank him for what he's done. And I hear the Lord saying that he is not finished yet. Thank God for the millions of listeners. It has enabled us to give God more praise and enabled us to give him more adoration. That's what we're after, because he's the only true and living God. And we do bless him every day of our lives. We bind the enemy. And ain't nobody mad but the devil. Amen. I realize that the Lord is blessing. And you have to be a foolish person if you don't, if you can't see God's blessings. Amen. We started out with about, I don't know for sure, I have to look at the history, but about four people. And now the Lord is blessed. We're heard by millions. Amen. I heard the stats. These are not my stats, but tell us what you were reading about Ambassador Hagen, and thank you, Bishop Hagen, for allowing her to even do all this. Thank you. But can you give him that? You were sharing with me about it was a career. So many folk opened career through the blog line. Are you there?
Oh, yes, God bless you. Yes, God for you. Yes, one of the stats and from one of the other providers of the service was letting us know in one of the countries that are overseas that are also a regular listener of the program that they have over 600 million. And I was just overwhelmed. you imagine what God is doing? So talk about reaching 1 billion. It is so easily accessible, and we give God all the glory and praise. And our Bishop Hagin, he appreciates your gratitude. God bless you, sir. Back to you.
I had her to share that because I want you to open your eyes. You know, some people are a part of something, and they never realize what God is doing until somebody dies, and then they start realizing what the Lord is doing. But open your eyes. You are a part of the Great Awakening. Actually, we call it the New Awakening. This is a New Awakening. Amen. Something happening in the spiritual realm worldwide. Yeah. Something is happening. And when Jesus was on the earth, his disciples and even his mother and brothers and sisters, half-brothers and sisters, they didn't realize what was going on. Afterwards they realized. But God is doing something. How old are you? 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 20? In all your life, have you ever heard of billions of praises going up to God? Don't try to minimize what the Lord is doing. I want to talk about this. What good does it do to thank God? We talked about it a little bit yesterday. But it's a phenomenal thing. Phenomenal thing. And sometimes you can have a miracle in your life. Nice that you got a miracle. What a foolish person. Foolish. Amen. What good does it do to thank God? It's wonderful to give him praise and adoration. Some people don't even realize the magnitude that thanking God can do for people. I thanked him 1,000 times the first time he brought it to me on the plane. And he gave me a bountiful miracle that day. I realized some things, a revelation jumped in my heart. And one of them was that it only takes 15 minutes. I had to realize what a phenomenal revelation that is. It only takes 15, not more than 20 for sure. Thank God 1,000 times. Why was that a revelation? Because then I realized that if it doesn't take more than 15 to 20 minutes to thank God 1,000 times, then find people who are willing to give God 15 to 20 minutes. All over the world, people are willing to give God 15 to 20 minutes since they know it doesn't take but 15, 20 minutes. God gave me that revelation and a miracle through it. Then he led me into thanking him 1,000 times a day. Why was that important? Well, it set up something else. That set up and led us into leading people all over the world into thanking God 1,000 times a day, which has led us into giving God 1 billion praises. Didn't know it was possible until God led us into thanking God 1,000 times a day. That opened that door. And now through the help of the blog line, through GMAP first, and then the blog line, we have so many millions of listeners. We're leading people all over the world into thanking God 1,000 times a night and into giving God over 1 billion praises or more now, more a night. How you do that? Out of the 90 million listeners, you figure it out. God bless you. But it's so important that God would get all these praises. Why? What good can praising God do? Listen, folks, if we can get people to praise God in their hearts rather than cussing folk out, rather than robbing folks, rather than raping folks, rather than molesting people, if we can get mothers to stop discarding their babies, if we can get people to praise God, if we can get our boys and girls to stop participating in gangs and just have thank you, thank you, thank you on their lips, or committing crimes, or if we can get them to stop and stay out of violence. if we can get people to continuously start thanking God in their hearts rather than doing these crimes of violence, it will literally change the course of the whole wide world. What good can praising God do? Now listen, I got saved praising God. I got the Holy Ghost just praising God. Praising God will lead you into becoming more sanctified. People get delivered just by praising God. More love will come into your heart when you start praising God. More joy, more hope, more peace. You can get an ultra awesome miracle. Hatred will leave you if you start praising God. People will change their minds about backsliding if they just start praising God. And people will lose their jealousy in their hearts if they will praise Him. That nasty attitude will disappear. Gossiping, it will just disappear if you just keep praising God. You'll have a better revival at the church. You'll have a better anniversary if you get the people to praising God. The attitude of the church members will change, and you can build your church to another level if the members will just start praising God. Forgiveness will come in their hearts. Lying will leave them. I said lying will leave them. And people will drop their bad habits. People will give them better and pay better tithes. Just so many things happen when you start praising God. What good does it do to thank God? What good does it do? I'm opening the line to you. If you got anything that you can share with us, please. Amen. The line is open to you. What good does it do to give God?
Praise the Lord, Dr. Johnson. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing tremendous. Lord bless you.
Great. This is Evangelist Johnson in New York. I've been enjoying this open forum about praising God, because I do my thank you, Jesus, and I'm telling you, praising God has kept me from a lot of sickness. Praising God has given me a lot of peace of mind where I wanted to just throw in the towel. I just said, God, thank you, thank you, thank you. I just thank God. Sometimes I just thank God until I break down and cry, because it delivers me from whatever the enemy is trying to do to bind me up or to make me say something I shouldn't say or to do something I shouldn't do. So I just start thanking God. And when thoughts come to my mind, I now start thanking God. And sometimes I just start, I make a song out of it. Thank you, thank you. I just started singing. And I just say it over and over and over again. I don't even care if it's 10,000 thank yous. I just say it. And I know that it has given me a lot of peace within my spirit. And I just thank God for the thank you, Jesus. Yes, I do.
Beautiful. God bless you. Thank you so much. Anyone else with the word here? You want to say?
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, Ambassador Jensen, and all the ambassadors and legs and leaders and mothers, all the household of faith. I'm just going to say just a few words. When I praise God, what is happening with me is an experience, because you can't call on a powerful name such as Jesus and tell him thank you for what he's done without having experience. So every time I praise God and say thank you, I thank myself over into the will of God, because I'm no longer in the flesh, but I'm in the spiritual realm. I'm in the will. I'm in his word. I'm in his presence and the anointing. And when you praise your way over to the wheel, your eyes will open. You see people think differently. You don't see them in the flesh, but you see them as your sisters and your brothers. Your mind has been transformed. It'll make you love. And I'm just going to stop right there, because there's so much to say. God bless all of you. Have a wonderful day.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. Oh, my God. Always a wonderful word. Thank you so much. God bless you. Anyone else? Anyone?
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You hear me?
We can. Go ahead, Mother.
I just thank you, praise God, another day. But I tell you, when you start to thank you, Jesus, oh, I tell you, it is everything that within you. It keeps you from taking wrong. It keeps you successful. It keeps you from day to day. I tell you, when I go to Addison, I said, thank you, Jesus, all the way to Addison. And I tell you, God is so good. And when they said, thank you, Jesus, I'm glad, Dr. Johnson, that the Lord put that before you. Because I didn't know nothing about it. I said, thank you, Jesus. I know it, but I didn't have this. I didn't see it as many times as I'm saying it now. And I just thank you, thank God for you, for putting that before you.
Thank you, Mother Johnson. God bless you. Yeah, always so beautiful. Thank you so much. And anyone else have a word you want to say on what good does it do to thank God? I mean, everybody ought to have a word on that. Everybody. I'm opening the line to you for a few more who want to say something for the Lord. The line is open to you. What good does it do to thank the Lord? Haven't you ever thanked him? Did it do you any good? Why don't you tell it? Make known his deeds before the people. It blesses people. It helps people. It gets people delivered when they know what God has done for you.
Yeah. Mother Johnson,
God bless you, Mother.
Just the word of thanking the Lord and get it in your spirit and in your mind. It means so much to me. I don't care how tired or how worn out or how I feel. I feel that I don't have all your strength. That scripture comes to me, I believe Matthew 11:28, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. It says, come unto me, all you that labor, are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. And I find myself taking the word of thank you, Lord. And I don't care how tired I am, that word, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Come out of my body, my mouth, and I praise him and I honor him, and the more I thank him, the better I feel. I feel good when I get through thanking the Lord. Riding to church, I'd be so tired and worn out. And more, my son is taking me to church, and I'm saying, Lord, I thank you. Thank you, thank you. He look over at me, I say, Lord, I just thank you. I keep on thanking him, and when by the time I get to the church, I feel better. And when I go inside of the service and get in the service of the Lord, I find myself lifted, being lifted. It means so much to be thankful. Thank you for health and thank him for strength and thank him for peace in my mind. I just thank the Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And this morning I'm thanking the Lord because he woke me up on time for the prayer. And I praise him and magnify his name. God bless each of you. Pray for Mother Johnson. God bless you.
Beautiful, Mom. That's my 94-year-old mother. Amen. Always grateful to God. That's another thank you right there. Her voice. God bless her. And we got the young people. I mean, I challenged the young people in our church the other night to take time and ask their father or mother when they get in the car, is it possible we could do something different today? What is it, John? And we thank the Lord 100 times. We got the young people thanking God. Amen. Thank God for what he's done. And tonight, Ambassador Pfeiffer will be leading the young people in praise and having our youth prayer line tonight at 7 o'clock. Amen. Let's join them tonight. God bless you. What good does it do to get young people to thank God? What good does it do to get adults? Thanking God all over the world. He inhabits the praises of his people. God is grateful that he would take the assignment and have people and leading people to thank God.
Lord, I thank you.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Mother Johnson. You want to say something else?
No,
anyone else have something else to say?
Yes, this is Mrs. Johnson.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead, Mother Johnson. Sister Johnson, Texas, we wait.
Okay, yes, thank you. I praise God this morning for all, for you and all the saints. I find it very easy to be able to speak on what, why would I thank the Lord. And my mind go back over 30-some years ago when I was sick, seeking the Lord for the Holy Ghost. And I remember that I would be praising God and praising God, and the saints would come on, baby. The more you praise him, the more he come in. The more you thank him, the more he come in. And I would just hear that, and I would just be thanking him. The more you thank him, the more you thank him, the more he come in. And truly, as I began to thank him over and over and over and over and over again, I mean, I just would continue with that, and then the Lord would just come in and fill me, and the Spirit of the Lord would just overcome all of my body and all of my mouth and everything I was saying, and I began to speak with the precious Holy Ghost, that gift that was given, and I received it. So I find it just so easy because that was what was put in me when I was really seeking, and the Lord did fill me with the Holy Ghost. So now for sure, I find that it is a great thing to be able to say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I thank God because he is so good to me. Many things I just could just say over and over and over, but I just thank God. I went to my husband, and they took him to the emergency room the other night, and most of the time when I get there, I have to answer all the questions and say everything because normally he's too ill. But I want you to know he answered every question on him, his own. They asked him something, he responded. And at the end, he signed his own release paper. Look at God. I just stood back and saw the marvelous works of God. So, yes, I got a right to say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, how I thank God. Continue to pray for us.
Oh, thank you so much. Beautiful. I tell you, I'd be foolish not to realize that when God gave me the thank you, thank you, thank you 1,000 times, that he was actually leading me back to how people receive the Holy Ghost. Yeah. They may not have called it a thank you 1,000 times, but that's about as much as they thanked him was 1,000 times or more. And the Holy Ghost fell in the place. Be careful when you try to ask the Lord to help you see things. That's how they got the Holy Ghost. Amen. And now, I guess God was leading me to try to lead people around the world to take them back to the old landmark. That's what it is. That's how we got the Holy Ghost, thanking God like that 1,000 times. Oh, my God. I dare you to get a phone call and somebody's in the hospital or they just took them to the emergency. And on your way, you ask God to touch their body and heal them, and then go to thanking God 1,000 times on your way to the hospital. He's able to turn things around. Yeah. I told you how I got the call about the little boy having asthma. I thanked him on the way, and when I got there, God healed him. Listen, I'm going to thank God for some of you today. Yeah, yeah, that God might touch you and heal you. Oh, God is able. My God. Lady Betty, this is your day. Let's thank God for her all day long and see what God will do for this precious, precious soldier of the cross.
Thank you.
It works. All right, let's go to our prayer line. Unless there's one more who wants to talk about thanking God. You thanked him. I'm surprised that some of y'all don't remember how you had this or how you had that. And the saints begin to thank God for you, and you perhaps thank him before time for your healing. And God brought you out all right. Some of y'all have that testimony. You had this or you had that, and you just begin to thank him in advance for your healing. That's what I'm doing. The blog line, I'm thanking God in advance. And God is bringing miracles worldwide. Just thanking him in advance. I know it's coming. I'm waiting until the battle is over. I'm not waiting to get your praise report. I already believe that he's doing it in Jesus' name. God bless you. Anybody else before I move?
Good morning. Good morning, Dr. Snart.
Good morning.
Good morning, everyone. This is 816. I do want to get in my prayer before how God is healing my heart. This is Charlotte Gray. I thank you, God, for what you are doing for me. God, I thank you for what you are doing. God, I thank you, Lord. Lord, I just thank you for what you are doing on the inside, God. I thank you for your precious Holy Ghost. I thank you for patience. I thank you most of all for loving me, God. I truly owe you my life. I owe it all to you, God. Don't know what I would do without you, Jesus. God, I have learned to thank you, God. I thank you, Lord, everything that you've done for me. God, I want to be selfish right now. I just want to tell you, I thank you for what you're doing for me. Thank you, Jesus. I love you, God. I love you, God, and I thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good day, y'all.
God bless you. I felt that. It's Charlotte all the way from your heart. God bless you. Anybody else?
Good morning, Dr. Johnson. Good morning, prayer line. Good morning, all of the staff. Oh, it's a pleasure this morning to be able to say thank you, Lord. For so many times, since August 17th up until now, I need to be going back beyond August 17th to tell you what God done for me. He delivered me from kidney disease. He delivered me from a coma. He delivered me from a coma again. He delivered me from, oh, God, gallbladder trouble, heart trouble, congested heart failure, you name it. The doctors say I had it. But I thank God this morning, hallelujah, hallelujah, for everything that he's done. I'm not on dialysis anymore, and I thank God for that. Most of you don't understand. When you hear me talking about dialysis, it's a killer from hell. I tell you, and you almost wrapped up in it when you go to dialysis. So I just want to thank God this morning from the heavens to the bottom of the earth for what he's done for me. Oh, yes, and I'm asking him to bless others with my thank you praise. He has brought my family from a long way with my thank you praise. You know, we say thank you. We say thank you to people. But when we say thank you to God, it's a special time. It's a special word to him just to let him know that you appreciate everything that he do to keep you here. God bless each of you this morning. I feel like an angel. The devil is mad, but God is glad, and I'm so glad that Jesus lifted me.
God bless you. My God, thank you. Beautiful. God bless you. That's Dr. Mary Lacey. Thank you so much. All right, let's go to our prayer request. I'm going to take them this morning. If you have a prayer request, let it be known so we can get prayer for you. Anyone?
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Dr. Dunn, this is Mother Johnson from Indianapolis.
Yes, ma'am.
Granddaughter. I can't hardly put this, but anyway, I need prayer for her to be husband's mother. My granddaughter went over to her house on Saturday, and I don't know, she just grabbed up in the collar, and because I always told my grandkids to say, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, and I guess she thought she was flirting, you know, with her husband. And she told her that she would shoot her. And, Lord, I'm praying that the Lord save this lady.
Mm.
I just ask you to pray for my family. The devil is so busy, and he just loses. He don't care who he defiles. So I'm just asking y'all pray for my family.
All right. We certainly will, and that needs prayer. God bless you. Anyone else?
I have a request this morning for prayer. Excuse me. For I'm going through some things in the courts, and I'm asking God to bring it out victorious. I want to thank God for Mary's mission, and I desire prayer for Mary's mission. God, I just need God's presence in everything I do. Everything I do, I need God's presence. If he ain't present, then I tell you, you don't know what's going to happen now. But I ask that you would pray victorious. Pray for Sister Dora Henderson, who was in the hospital and had, a light stroke. And Sister Daisy Brooks, that owned the Brooks' daycares, and she's had a stroke. And I tell you, things have just happened all around us. But we want to thank God. And I ask that you would pray for these people, the Brook family and the Henderson family. Mm-hmm. God bless each of you this morning.
Thank you so much. We certainly will, Dr. Lacey. Anyone else with a prayer request? Or you want to put someone's name on this prayer list? We'll be
Dr.
glad to
Johnson.
Pray. Anyone else? Mm-hmm.
Yes, Dr. Johnson, Evangelist Johnson in New York. I'm asking for prayer. I'm going for a procedure tomorrow at 6:30 in the morning, so I won't be on the prayer line. But I'm asking you all to pray for me and continue to keep my pastor, Superintendent Kemper in prayer, and my church and my family. And I'm asking that we pray for the peace of Jerusalem and the war in the Middle East.
All right. Anyone else?
Johnson, Mother Johnson from Kansas City. I'm asking prayer for my daughter, Brenda Johnson. She called me on yesterday evening, and she makes the fourth time they had to go up in her heart. She's suffering with heart condition, and it's the fourth time, and she's got to go back to the doctor. I don't know just what date, but soon. Well, it's the fourth time, and she needs prayer. I ask you to pray for her because she's trying to take care of 7 and 8 year old